The Age of Exploration. It dawned in the 15th century and ushered in a new era of discovery in Western civilization. Explorers like Christopher Columbus and Ferdinand Magellan remapped the planet with their epic voyages, chronicled in documents that still survive today. It became clear that he who could control the written word could control and shape the new world. Come with us now as we listen in on the famous Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon, who discovered Florida, as he recounts the exploits of a typical day exploring things.
I am Ponce de Leon, very famous explorer. Let's see, where is Ponce's journal? Oh, here it is. And where is Ponce's special feather pen? Oh, Ponce's special pen. All right, my signature looks just like this. Ponce de Leon. No. Bigger curves in the L. Bigger. Ah, oh, yes, that's much better.
Hello, Ponce de Leon, may I come in?
Of course, Raul, come in. I was just working on my, I was just getting ready to write down some things we discovered today.
Oh, that is very exciting, Ponce de Leon. I'm honored to be present as you write down today's discoveries in your journal.
Call me Ponce.
Okay, but it sounds a little weird.
All right, let's see. First, as I recall, we discovered that new trail heading to the east.
You mean the one where I got the painful stickers in my sock?
Yes, that is the one, Raul.
Well, with respect, sir, I don't think you can actually say that you discovered that trail. I mean, it was a trail already, which means someone must have been there before us, right?
Okay, Raul, come over here. You see what I'm writing on?
It is your journal, sir.
Yes, I write everything we discover in here.
Ah, so history will be fairly recorded.
Sure. But mainly so I will get the credit for discovering it. You see, I simply write, today I discovered a new trail heading to the east. And andale, it is history.
Oh, well, I'm a little uncomfortable with the whole idea. I tell you what, how about if I were to write, today, Raul and I discovered a new trail heading to the east.
Oh, well, sir, I'm flattered, of course. I'm writing it out. Not so bad now, is it, Raul?
No, I guess not, sir.
I see what you mean. Now, let's see, where was I? Trail heading to the east and... Oh, yes! I also discovered a wonderful yellow butterfly.
Oh, I remember that, sir.
How about we call it Raul's butterfly?
Wow. Oh, well, goodness, sir, I'm very honored.
I'm writing it down. So, today, we discovered a new trail to the east.
Check.
We discovered Raul's butterfly.
Check.
Oh, and I also discovered a unicorn.
What?
A unicorn. You know, magical horse with a horn on its head.
Are you thinking of the goat that we saw?
No, I'm pretty sure it was a unicorn.
It was a goat, Ponce. It was not a magical horse. There is no such thing.
Okay, well, agree to disagree. I say unicorn. I have the journal. I'm writing
it
down.
No, do not write that down. I mean, with respect, sir, do not write about the unicorn.
Who is the famous explorer here, me or you?
Sir, is this like the time you thought you had discovered the Fountain of Youth?
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. I'm writing that down, too.
No, sir, that was not a... Look, when Vasquez came out of the water, his hair was wet, and so it looked darker. But he was not actually younger, sir.
Too late! I have written it down right here beside the unicorn and the centaur.
That was not a centaur! That was a man on a horse, and you know it.
Ponce, do not write that down. People will think we are insane.
Look at it this way, Raul.
Which of us has a bust of himself on display at the museum?
You do not have a bust of yourself.
Not yet, my friend. But I will... When I tell the world about the lost city of gold!
It was sunset. The houses were kind of yellow-looking, but they were not made of gold.
I'm writing it down.
No, do not write it. Look, people are going to believe all that. Give me the pen, Ponce.
No, you're not the explorer here. Plus, you do not know how to write.
It is true, Ponce. You have cut me to the quick. And so we come to the end of another chapter in the Age
I'm
of Exploration.
Raul does not know how to write.
Stories of how men of courage, fortitude, and honesty first chronicled this great land of ours.
It is very childish, Ponce de Leon.
I'm Ponce de Leon.
And the greatest of them all, one Juan Ponce de Leon.
Children, do not sing your praises, Ponce de Leon.
Discoverer of fire, Pop-Tarts, and the Internet.
Ponce de Leon, very famous explorer.
Wait, who wrote this copy? Ah, yes. Ponce de Leon, I should have known.
I write it here, it comes out there. Read it, Cronkite impersonator.
I am so very tired.
No one will remember Rahul.
Why did I bother to invent the fork? No one will remember.
It is true, because I wrote it down.